Chapter 1 Ethics and Morals. In present word usage, the term ethics is often used interchangeably with the word morality. That the two have become virtual synonyms is a sign of the confusion that permeates the modern ethical scene. Historically, the two words had quite distinctive meanings. Ethics comes from the Greek ethos, which is derived from a root word meaning stall, a place for horses. It conveyed the sense of a dwelling place, a place of stability and permanence. On the other hand, morality comes from the word mores, which describes the behavioral patterns of a given society. Ethics is a normative science, searching for the principal foundations that prescribe obligations or oughtness. It is concerned primarily with the imperative and with the philosophical premises on which imperatives are based. Morality is a descriptive science, concerned with isness and the indicative. Ethics define what people ought to do. Morals describe what people actually do. The difference between them is between the normal and the descriptive. Ethics, 1. Normative, 2. Imperative, 3. Oughtness, 4. Absolute. Morals, 1. Descriptive, 2. Indicative, 3. Isness, 4. Relative. When morality is identified with ethics, the descriptive becomes the normative and the imperative is swallowed by the status quo. This creates a kind of statistical morality. In this schema, the good is determined by the normal and the normal is determined by the statistical average. The norm is discovered by an analysis of the normal, or by counting noses. Conformity to that norm then becomes the ethical obligation. It works like this. Step 1. We compile an analysis of statistical behavior patterns, such as those integral to the groundbreaking Kinsey reports in the 20th century. If we discover that most people are participating in premarital sexual intercourse, then we declare such activity normal. Step 2. We move quickly from the normal to a descriptive of what is authentically human. Humanness